I think many of you know I'm the fifth of 10 kids, you know, a large Catholic family, five boys, five girls. And my mom, being the mother of so many kids, learned to be very resourceful in many different ways, but especially in her way of disciplining us, her way of punishing us or torturing us, however you prefer to call it. And she got very creative. And one of the things that she eventually started doing was, if we got in a fight, and believe it or not, yes, my family did fight from time to time. But as far as I can recall, I was always the innocent victim of the unjust aggressor. But that's neither here nor there. It didn't matter. If you got in a fight, the punishment was you had to hold hands with your sister, brother, whoever it was, and you had to look at each other, and you had to sing this song. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. And I tell you what, the one thing she accomplished with that is I now hate that song with a passion. And every time I hear it, I just cringe. Like, it takes me right back to that. But, you know, what was she trying to accomplish, right? She was trying to accomplish a little bit of peace in the house. And it got to the point where we knew that was a punishment. So rather than going to mom if we had a problem, we learned to settle outside of court, if you know what I'm saying. To take care of things on our own, or, wonder of wonders, to maybe avoid fighting in the first place. In other words, it actually worked, which I would never admit to her that it worked. But it did work. You know, we would find ways to, avoid the conflict. Or at the very least, we wouldn't bring it to her attention, so she had a little bit of peace and quiet. So what was she trying to accomplish in this? Well, get a little peace in the household, right? With 10 kids, it's kind of nice to have a bit of peace and quiet for a little bit. But is that truly peace? Is that truly peace? St. Thomas Aquinas would say no. That's actually not peace. What he would call that is concord. The alignment of two wills, right? Of two or more wills, where two or more people agree on something, right? We both agree to these terms and conditions. We're going to work things out this way, and that'll avoid some conflict, right? He said, that's not peace. That's simply concord. He said, peace is something greater. You have to have concord in order to have peace. But peace goes even beyond concord. He said, even thieves, even scoundrels can have concord. I mean, you can have two thieves who have an agreement with one another, but that doesn't necessarily mean there's peace. Just like we read in Isaiah 48:22, there is no peace for the wicked. So the wicked, evildoers, scoundrels, they don't necessarily have peace. They can have concord, and from the outside, maybe it looks the same, but there is a difference. And that's what Jesus is getting at in today's gospel. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Jesus in the gospel is making a distinction between the peace of the world and the peace that he gives. Aquinas would say it's concord and peace. Peace being the greater, obviously. So what do we need to have if we want peace? So if concord is simply the alignment of two wills coming together to agree on something, peace takes that, but then it also takes something more. When our own will is oriented towards the good, the proper ordering of the good, that we desire the proper ordering of good. Now, one of the many definitions of sin is to choose the lesser good, to choose a creature, to love the love of the creature, the worship of a creature over the creator, or the love of self, putting yourself at the center versus the love of God, the love of neighbor. That's just one of the definitions of sin, right? In other words, to the degree that you allow sin to reign in your heart, to that same degree you cannot have peace. If you want true peace, true Christian peace, you have to have God at the center of your heart, the center of your lives, because that is the true ordering for peace. The desire for what is truly good, what is truly right. It's kind of the same thing that Mother Teresa of Calcutta said when she would say again and again, especially to us here in the States. If you want peace, work for justice. If you want peace, work for justice. And why is that? Well, justice is nothing other than giving to each what they are due. Giving to each person their proper due. That's the classic scholastic definition of justice. And part of that, under the overall umbrella of justice, is the particular aspect of giving to God what he is due. And that is what we would call the virtue of religion. Giving to God what he is due. And first and foremost among that, to keep narrowing it down, is to offer him the praise and worship that is due, that he demands in the commandments. To keep holy the Sabbath, to keep holy the Lord's Day. That's the first and foremost, the primary means by which we portray or enact justice towards God. The giving to God what he is due, the praise and worship that is due him on Sunday, which he demands. So in other words, let's reverse that a little bit. If you want peace, work for justice. If you want justice, render to God and to each what they are due. If you want peace in your family and not just concord, work for justice. How many of our families, our good Catholic families, come to Mass every Sunday? You know, they have the perfect facade of the perfect happy household, the white picket fence. But you go just under the surface and you find a coldness there. Mom and Dad get along for the sake of the kids. The kids will do what the parents say because they have to do it and to keep the peace until they turn 18 and go do whatever they feel like. Does that sound familiar? That is concord. It's not peace. Jesus Christ suffered and died on the cross. He said, I've come to give them life and that they might have it to the full, might have it in abundance. So settling for concord is not living life in abundance. We want peace. And that's why if you listen in the Mass, listen, pay attention throughout the Eucharistic prayer, how many times does the word peace comes up? A lot. Right after the Our Father, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil and grant us peace in our days. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. And then this quote from the scripture here is mentioned as well. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Again and again and again, we ask specifically for peace. And again, not concord, not what the world has, but what only God can give us. See, peace is the fruit of charity, supernatural charity. And where we get supernatural charity is through the sacraments. Specifically, baptism. That's why an atheist, a person who's never been baptized, or a person who doesn't have that gift of faith, the gift of sanctifying grace. Yes, they can have concord, absolutely. But only God can give true peace, and only God can give true peace in our family, and only when we are willing to order our lives in a way that puts God first, seek first the kingdom. And everything else will be given to you. That's not just a cute saying. It's the truth. If we want peace in our family, if we want to truly live in harmony, to have a marriage that is fruitful and lasting and not just cold and not just getting along, to be able to live with our kids in a way that's true harmony and not just keeping peace, let's work for justice. Let's pray together as a family. Let's come to Mass together as a family. Those are the very first steps, the baby steps, the primary building blocks of ordering our lives rightly, of putting the truest good at the center. And it's only when we do that that we can have true peace. Brothers and sisters, let's work for, let's aim for peace and not just settle for concord.